The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
And you know, the background music to this is deceptively calming. Morning, David Harris, how are you?
Good morning. I want something like I Want to Break Free by Queen next week.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. David, very busy, busy time since last Thursday, starting with these attacks in Barcelona. Can you just give us a rundown of all the different attacks that have been ruled terror attacks over the last 4 days?
Gosh, so 14 people killed in 2 terror attacks in Barcelona. You've had people killed in Turku in Finland, same in Russia. There were also a couple of other attacks around Europe that, you know, it was questionable, was this actually an act of terror? Was it not an act of terror? And I can remind you, even, you know, the middle of last week, there was another incident where there was a vehicle that drove into a cafe, and there was a big debate. Was it terror? Was it not terror? And they decided that the guy who carried out that attack had suicidal tendencies, had taken medical drugs in order to kill himself. So it was ruled out. We've heard various times over the last week as well, people shouting Allahu Akbar in the streets before either being arrested or attempting an attack and so on. So it's rife. It's been a very depressing time for Europe over the last few days. We've just conducted a poll on our website. We're going to publish the results a little bit later. So this is, it's not a scientific poll because it's just people who come to our website, people who are regular subscribers. 36% of people say they feel relatively safe. Well over 50% say they feel relatively unsafe or very unsafe. Now, most of the people who come to our website are Americans. So if they're feeling that level of unsafeness, imagine what it must be like in Europe right now.
Yeah. Did you see the statements by the chief rabbi of Barcelona? Saying that
I did indeed.
Yeah. What's your thought on that, David?
It's a very difficult question. Just in case anybody hasn't heard, I interrupted you and my apologies. The chief rabbi said that Europe is lost and that Jewish people should move to Israel. Look, if you were Maimonides 1,000 years ago, you would tell Jewish people to go and live in Israel, whatever. You know, there is a religious commandment, a mitzvah, to go and live in Israel. But from the West, we are used to people moving to Israel for reasons of Zionism, because they want to live in Israel. And it's only been, say, over the last 10 years in France that you've really seen some sort of movement in the West towards Israel out of fear. It's understandable. I'm against, on a personal basis. I think as Jews, we have a... We almost have a mission not to run away. You know, we spent so much of our history running away or being thrown out of places that when we are actually welcomed by the government, especially in countries like Germany and like Spain, where there is this tragic history for Jewish people, I think it behooves us, or certainly the leadership, not to make those types of statements, but to actually embrace the fact that there are Jewish communities that have returned to these places.
So interesting. So should we return to these places to be making a point, or should we look at our common, you know, divine destiny and follow that? I mean, that remains a question, because most people don't recognize our divine destiny.
Yeah, that is definitely the case. But, you know, whose divine destiny? And now you're getting to the nub of the bigger problem, because Christians say they have a divine destiny.
It's okay, we all can.
Muslims clearly have a divine destiny, but each of these divine destinies is in contradiction to one another. And that's the problem. And that's part of the root cause of the battle that we're facing. I'm not saying religion is the only root cause, but it's certainly clearly one. And if you... you know, if you wave certain banners, and I'm not saying whether I'm talking about Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or any other religion, but if you wave certain banners, that's like waving a red cloth in front of a bull.
So interesting. Yeah. As far as I know, with Christianity, there isn't a contradiction. There isn't a contradiction at all, because, there's a lot of Christian Zionists who are actually trying to help Jews to make Aliyah because they recognize common destiny. Anyway, this is a much bigger conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't want to say anything that will get us into trouble.
You see, politically correct. And that's why he's the editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. You can go and check out. When will you be publishing those results, David?
Another 2-3 hours, I would imagine. The website, on the top of our website right now, is full of reportage on what's happening in Europe. We've got, in another couple of hours, an amazing infographic one of our teams put together just on the attacks in 2017 across Europe. And that's something that people should really share if you want to make a point. There's a lot of very good stuff, right? And there's always good stuff, but particularly this weekend, given everything that's happened, there's a lot of deep analysis and a lot of lighter stuff. I mean, in terms of length, because not everybody's got the time to read, thousands of words. So there's something for everybody this week.
Very, very interesting about this when they were able to follow up. And, there was the two attacks and then the house that blew up or that explosion. Mm-hmm. And they uncovered this whole cell. And they found those 120 mm-hmm. gas bottles. I mean, that could have been absolutely disastrous. Because they were planning, much further attacks.
More disastrous than the method was the target. Because they were talking about blowing up a cathedral.
Yeah.
Now, we know that ISIS have attacked churches, and you've seen pictures of some ISIS fighters taking, or ISIS cowards taking sledgehammers and destroying statues in empty churches. But destroying a cathedral, the symbol of, as far as they're concerned, the symbol of the West, in the heart of the West, in a major city with all of that history, that would have had a stunning effect. The effect of that for Europeans would have been akin to 9/11 for Americans. If you look at ISIS propaganda, they always talk about Rome. Rome is one of the central places that they want to attack because it's the symbol of the church, because it's the symbol of everything that is impure in the eyes of ISIS. So clearly, it was going to be a massive attack, but I think the psychological effect of that attack, had heaven forbid it been carried out, would have been far greater than, the actual details of the 120 gas balloons and so on and so forth.
David, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much for speaking to us. We wish you a safe week, and we'll go and check out those results a little bit later on at clarion.org.
Thank you very much indeed, and for those who celebrate, a happy Elul.